From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told ABC News on Sunday that if North Korea agrees to full denuclearization, the United States is prepared to, quote, provide security assurances.
What Chairman Kim will get from America is our finest, our entrepreneurs, our risk takers, our capital providers, not our taxpayers. They'll get people, they will get private capital that comes in. North Korea is desperately in need of energy support, electricity for their people. They're in great need of agricultural equipment and technology. We can deliver that.
Saturday, North Korea said it will begin dismantling its nuclear bomb test site sometime between May 23rd and 25th. Indonesian police say a family of six, including teens and two children, were responsible for the suicide bombings of three churches on Sunday. At least 13 people were killed, 41 others wounded in the city of Surabaya. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the blasts in the country's second largest city. The family had reportedly recently returned to Indonesia from Syria. The bombers included a mother and father, two daughters aged 9 and 12, and two teenage sons. Police have ordered the temporary closure of all churches in Surabaya. Afghan officials say a group of gunmen, including suicide bombers, stormed a government building in Nangarhar province Sunday, killing at least 12 people. A government spokesman told VOA the attack in the provincial capital of Jalalabad began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance to the provincial Directorate of Finance. This is VOA News. President Trump's daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner have arrived in Israel one day before the planned opening of the new American embassy in Jerusalem. The president's decision to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem marks the end of a long-held U.S. policy to remain neutral on the issue while trying to broker peace between the Israelis and Palestinians. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
The Brookings Institution's Khaled El-Jendi notes both Republican and Democratic administrations have resisted moving the U.S. embassy for the past 70 years.
The United States, like most countries in the world, have maintained an embassy in Tel Aviv rather than in Jerusalem, precisely because of the highly contentious nature of the issue of Jerusalem.
El-Jendi says the move is centered on domestic politics, namely a campaign pledge Trump made to his core supporters. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Hundreds of supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr took to the streets of Baghdad Sunday night, celebrating the announcement of partial results of Iraq's parliamentary elections. The country's Electoral Commission announced that al-Sadr is the current front-runner in national elections, with official results from just over half of the country's provinces. Al-Sadr did not officially run for election, but he does hold sway over a coalition ticket that won by a large margin in the capital, Baghdad. Officials said just 44% of eligible voters cast ballots on Saturday. A powerful dust storm, heavy rains, and thunderstorms have killed more than 40 people across northern India. The storms had winds of more than 70 kilometers per hour. And three American citizens who'd been freed by North Korea last week have now been reunited with their families. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Kim Dong-chul, Tony Kim, and Kim Hak-song received a hero's welcome from President Trump when they arrived back in the U.S. in the wee hours of Thursday morning. The Pentagon describes the three as grateful, in good spirits, and coping well. It describes the family reunions as an incredibly joyous occasion and adds they ask for privacy as they transition home. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Democratic Republic of Congo and U.N. agencies began deploying emergency teams of specialists on Sunday over the weekend as well to try to prevent the spread of an Ebola epidemic, which is suspected to have now infected more than 30 people. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.